Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we are back on KOVE's Today in the 10 radio show. Welcome, Corey Staley, an economist for Indeed Hiring Lab. Appreciate you joining us, Corey. As we wrap up 2023 here, what were some of the big stories, big changes in the job market across the nation?
So I think one of the big stories really in 2023 was really this absence of a recession. I think as we headed into 2023 last year, you know, there was a lot of talk, a lot of fear around the recession. We saw the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, and there was a lot of, you know, again, kind of this, you know, okay, you know, what's going to happen? It looks like, you know, we might have something pretty ominous on the horizon. And I think it's really notable that we didn't see that unfold in 2023. I mean, we've still got, you know, about a month left here. But so far, as we're looking at all the data, you know, that's something that we haven't seen come to pass. And so, as we've been kind of looking, we've been kind of asking, okay, heading into 2024, you know, what are we going to have to do to, you know, have kind of a repeat performance of that? And that's kind of the report that we're sharing now, what that dives into.
If I was a job seeker looking at the economy and where things were going for 2024 or in the near future, how could I improve my stock, my chances? What sectors are you seeing growth in? Where should I be looking for next year?
Yeah, so I mean, so what we've seen on Indeed is a little bit of a divergence right now in the types of jobs that are being posted. You know, we've all heard kind of the headlines around layoffs in the tech sector and things going on. And with that, we've also seen kind of a pullback in employers hiring for those types of jobs as well. But with that being said, you know, there are still plenty of opportunities in areas like software development and in mathematics type roles where we have seen some pullback. But I think if we kind of compare those to some other jobs, what we've seen by and large is that many in-person type jobs, jobs in manufacturing, jobs in leisure and hospitality, jobs in nursing, you know, those are all areas where we continue to see strong employer demand. You know, so we've seen some industries, some sectors that have kind of pulled back a little bit in their hiring appetite, but we're still seeing some areas that have remained really strong. So for job seekers, I think that the takeaway there is that there are still many skills. You know, if you're working on learning how to become a nurse, you know, that's still a valuable skill going into 2024. You know, many of the skills you've looked at in previous years are going to continue to be valuable in the coming years. But I think one of the big ones, too, for job seekers to watch, and it's something that we've all heard a lot of rumblings about lately, will be generative AI. You know, we've heard a lot about ChatGPT and all these other tools. And from a lot of the research we've done at Indeed, we found that even though ChatGPT and these types of generative AI tools are not in a place where they're going to take entire jobs away, they very much have the power to impact just about every job in at least some way. You know, even the person working in, you know, a job like in manufacturing may still have to use email and some other skills in their job that could potentially be impacted by generative AI. So I think as far as increasing stock and skills in the coming year, job seekers can look to continue to develop skills in areas they're already working on, but then also be excited to embrace generative AI, look for opportunities to use it even in small ways in their current jobs.
That was, you kind of transitioned me into the next question about AI. If I'm a employer or it's maybe an employee seeking a job, should I just fully embrace that artificial intelligence is here to stay and can propel me into a job? It seems like so many are afraid it might replace them, but should I just embrace it and learn to adapt to the AI world?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's great advice, honestly, is to embrace that. And to look, because right now what we're seeing is that the overall demand for generative AI skills is pretty low all around. So if we look on Indeed jobs, there's not even 1% of our jobs on Indeed that are asking for these types of skills. In fact, it's like 0.06%. Like it's a really small number of jobs that are asking for these types of skills right now. But I think what's important here is not necessarily the current level, but what the trajectory has been. So what we saw is, you know, at the beginning of 2023, jobs mentioning these types of skills were basically zero. But there's been a dramatic uptick in these types of skills. And if that's a trend that continues, as a job seeker, you know, as an employer, I'm going to want to definitely embrace that. Like, I want to be kind of on that train on the upward slope, and I really want to find ways to use it. And I think, you know, it's a good point. You know, there has been a lot of discussion and fear around artificial intelligence taking people's jobs. But I think job seekers can really kind of take some assurance from the research which we've done, which has shown that, again, a job is a lot more than just a single skill. You know, there are a lot of skills involved in a single job. And many of the jobs that, you know, we do these days, you know, require a lot of in-person types of skills that, you know, a computer or robot, artificial intelligence cannot do. You know, so as a job seeker, leaning into your in-person skills, the areas where AI cannot do those things, you know, is going to be key. But then also looking again, yeah, for areas where, hey, I might be able to be more productive in this way. I mean, really, I think what we've seen over time in economic history is whenever these types of technologies rise up, we end up seeing that some jobs might be displaced, but new jobs end up being created, and a lot of existing jobs get kind of transformed in a way that they're more productive. So as a job seeker, yeah, keeping an eye out on ways that you can be more productive in using these tools is key. And, you know, maybe you're someone who's interested in really being on the front lines of these things, and you can start to, you know, look at some of the new jobs that we're already seeing being created with these generative AI tools.
Corey Staley, again, our guest, economist for Indeed Hiring Lab. Corey, what kind of atmospheres are job seekers looking for right now? If I'm an employer, how can I be the best possible workplace, keep employers' job retention? What are folks looking for in the office right now?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think, I mean, ultimately, as we look at and we kind of talk to job seekers, and, you know, we do a lot of surveys and we analyze a lot of data on Indeed. And I mean, I think most people's consideration they're going to tell you is always number one is going to be wages. But I think as we start to go down the list a little bit more, we see that there are other important things. You know, I think that, you know, flexible work and remote jobs are going to continue to be important. You know, we've seen a lot of a push for return to office. We've seen some employers saying that they're bringing back people back into the office, but we've also still seen an elevated level of jobs being posted for remote workers on Indeed. You know, so some employers are saying we're bringing back people into the office, but we're also still seeing a lot of employers who are hiring for remote jobs. So I think that's one way employers can set themselves apart. But I think beyond that, you know, there's only maybe some estimates say there's only about a third of jobs that can actually be done remotely. So if you're an employer and you can't separate yourself by, you know, through offering remote work, you know, what's another way? Well, what we've seen in the last year especially is, you know, wages overall has started to come down, but we've seen that employers have been able to separate themselves by more openly advertising the types of benefits that they're offering, by more openly advertising the salary that they're willing to pay, and being more transparent with pay. And we've seen that those things have both been successful in attracting job seekers, even in an environment where we see wages pulling back. So, you know, if you're an employer, you want to set yourself apart, make sure you're providing the best information you can to workers in job postings, because that's going to help attract those workers, bring those workers in, and really have an idea of what they're up against before they, you know, go through a several step process, you know, to get a job, you know, just to find out that, you know, that job maybe doesn't pay what they wanted or have the benefits they wanted. You know, so I think for employers, there's a lot of benefits that you can get by having that level of transparency in job postings.
All right, Corey, final question. If you're out there listening and you're on the job hunt, obviously Indeed can help you immensely with that, but it seems like so much of the hiring process is done online. How can we stand out for jobs that may have a lot of applicants? How do we improve our resume online?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are actually, I would say, one of the things you can do is you can look at Indeed's website has a lot of resources. On Indeed's website, we have a series called the Career Guide. that job seekers can look at, and they can get a feel for some of the things that are kind of best practice for job seekers these days. So if job seekers want to look at, you know, Indeed's career guide, there are articles and things that can help them to know the best ways to separate themselves apart. And I know Indeed's also done a lot recently with, you know, YouTube type of content as well. You know, there's, again, you, like, as you said, the internet is such a big part of hiring. And with that being the case, Indeed has also created a lot of content on the internet to help people to optimize and to best use the tools on Indeed, you know, or wherever job seekers might be applying on the internet. So I think those are a couple good sources to look at. Again, that's Indeed's career guide, or looking at kind of Indeed's YouTube channel.
Awesome. All right, Corey, really appreciate your time. Corey Staley, Indeed.com, and have a great rest of your morning. Enjoy the holidays.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.